There was a piece of white paper folded on my seat. I got in and closed the door before I unfolded it. Two words were written in his elegant script. Be safe. The sound of the truck roaring to life frightened me. I laughed at myself. When I got home, the handle of the door was locked, the deadbolt unlocked, just as I'd left it this morning. Inside, I went straight to the laundry room. It looked just the same as I'd left it, too. I dug for my jeans, and after finding them, checked the pockets. Empty. Maybe I'd hung my key up after all, I thought, shaking my head. Following the same instinct that had prompted me to lie to Mike, I called Jessica on the pretense of wishing her luck at the dance. When she offered the same wish for my day with Edward, I told her about the cancellation. She was more disappointed than really necessary for a third-party observer to be. I said goodbye quickly after that. Charlie was absent-minded at dinner, worried over something at work, I guessed, or maybe a basketball game, or maybe he was just really enjoying the lasagna. It was hard to tell with Charlie. You know, Dad, I began, breaking into his reverie. What's that, Belle? I think you're right about Seattle. I think I'll wait until Jessica or someone else can go with me. Oh, he said, surprised. Oh, okay. So do you want me to stay home? No, Dad, don't change your plans. I've got a million things to do. Homework, laundry, I need to go to the library and the grocery store. I'll be in and out all day. You go and have fun.